Journey to freedom. Faith of the size of a mustard seed. Hello, I hope you are well and at peace. I recently had the joy to go and speak at Youth 2000 retreat at a lady's shrine of Walsingham in England. It was quite a moving experience for me because nearly 13 years ago, Robert Toone, the leader of Youth 2000 England at the time, sent me and my friend Niall to Walsingham to look at the possibility of running a retreat there. When we arrived at the shrine, we had no idea where to start or who to speak to, so we went into one of the fields and prayed the rosary and asked Our Lady to guide us. Before long, we had met up with Janie, an amazing lady from the town who is our friend to this day, and we had arranged with a local farmer to be able to use his fields. 6 months later, we returned to the same field to say a rosary in thanksgiving as the retreat became a reality when 2,000 young people, many of whom had no faith at all, arrived from every corner of the country for the 5-day festival. God's grace worked in a powerful way, and it is amazing to see it continuing 12 years on. It really was the faith of a mustard seed, because we didn't even know if it was possible, and there were many easier ways of putting together a big retreat, for instance in a large city, in a giant warehouse. But the truth is that when it is God's idea, if we are obedient to this and to his inspiration, it will bear fruit, and fruit that will last. A couple of weeks ago, we were doing a mission in Drummer Hill in County Donegal in Ireland, and on the Sunday, some of the team went to pray at a holy well for the week ahead. They got chatting to a woman there who said her daughter had been talking about wanting to hear me speak because she had read my book. The girl came to the mission, and God really gave her a new lease of life, and she was so moved by the fact that the Lord had arranged a meeting with her mum at the well because she had been going through a very difficult time, and this showed her just how much God cared about her and how important she was to him. We had a 16-year-old lad called Kevin with us for 10 days. His mum had contacted me to ask if he could spend some time with me because he had been in a lot of trouble for the last few years. It was amazing to see the transformation in him and the joy and peace that he received after going to confession. He had made the decision himself that he wanted to change and do something positive with his life. Please keep him in your prayers as he heads home, that he can continue to grow in the grace that he has found. Sometimes it is very difficult for these young men going back to the environment where they had been in trouble. Please continue to pray for Anthony as he is struggling now, as he is back in London, that God will protect him and give him the grace to make the right decisions for his life. Recently I ran a weekend retreat on the theme of healing the wounds from our past. I know in my own life that it has only been when we receive that healing that we are truly free to love in the way that God wants us to. It was held at Ard's Friary in Donegal, and it was such a blessed and special weekend. For me, it was lovely to get to know the people who came over the weekend and to be able to see God working in so many ways. One man came and told me a few weeks later that his children were saying he is a changed man and won't stop talking about God, but he has an infectious joy and a deep sense of God's love for him. just to let you know that you are very much in my heart and prayers. God bless you in his deep love, John Pridmore.
It's more from shore to shore. It means that you and I. It's the pearl of great price. It's Jesus living deep inside. It's more from shore to shore. It means that you and I. It's the pearl of great price. It's Jesus living deep inside. Oh yeah.